Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Don't try and do something that you don't have a lot of experience in, because what we see is that they try, they fail, and then they just go back to what they were doing, which is really costing them money.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with $1 million to $100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management, because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience, because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then the last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about their pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best Ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hi, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to another episode. I am your host, Theo Hicks, today, and I will be speaking with Scott Ringline. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing super. Thanks, Theo.
Good, and thank you for joining us. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Before we begin, a little bit about Scott. He's the founder and CEO of the Energy Alliance Group of North America. He's from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I made a joke about going to Ohio State, but he is a Spartan fan, so there's no issues there. He was raised as a farmer, educated as an engineer, and trained in the auto industry. He suddenly lost his job after 20 years of working as a chief engineer in the auto industry. He was the technical advisor to the U.S. Department of Energy from 2009 to 2013. He's developed and executed global strategic business plans to secure incremental business with sales revenues of 250 million plus. He's managed a 50 plus member international design and development program team. And you can say hi to him at www.energyalliancegroup.org. So Scott, before we go any further, do you mind giving us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Yeah, like you referred to, I was in the automotive industry for almost 30 years. And then in 2008, with the collapse of the automotive industry, along with the financial market and everything else, I was one of literally thousands in the state of Michigan that their career in automotive abruptly ended and had to find a different path. So first thing I did was got an office at a local incubator in Ann Arbor and hired an executive coach, kind of got a feel for, okay, what is my skill set? How can I apply it to this new world out there? And started my first company in 2009 called On Point Business Planning Solutions. Did strategic planning for startups. And one thing led to the other. I got asked to come and work for the Department of Energy and the Obama administration on the American Recovery Act. And I did that for a couple of years. That was my first introduction to the energy field, efficiency. At the wrap of that in 2011, I started looking into the field and funding tools that were out there. And that was really kind of the aha moment. Started the Energy Alliance Group in 2012. And since then, we focus on large-scale industrial commercial energy efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy projects. And not only are we working in that field, but we also help clients bring in the funding to do it, identify the technology solution, and then get into the incentives and tax credits that are out there that make it all happen.
Okay, thank you for sharing. So let's start with where you are right now with the Energy Alliance Group. So you mentioned that you work with these large industrial and commercial people. Is it the owners of the actual properties you're working with?
Yeah.
Okay. So some people listening to the show do own commercial real estate, industrial real estate. Other people own smaller portfolios, single family homes. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if you could kind of let us know some of the opportunities there are at these commercial sites, at these industrial sites for energy conservation and then the cost savings associated with that. And then once you say that, we can talk, figure out how this can apply to us as real estate investors. So what are some of the things that you identify when you're working with a client?
First of all, in regards to the real estate side of things, a lot of our clients are commercial building owners, but they're also multifamily. So we do a lot of multifamily. We don't do a lot of just single family home. They're going to be a multifamily home or apartment complexes. But first and foremost, investing in efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy solutions definitely help the bottom line. They can generate cash from day one. So the first question that most will have is, hey, how can that be? It's all about the financial side of the transaction. So while you have to have a technical solution, typically that's the first approach. Oh, I should do lighting. I should do this. Well, that's all good. But you really need to look at the transactional side with the funding mechanism, whether it's going to be cash or some type of investment dollars or whatever. But that's really what drives what can be done. And then how do you achieve cash flow positive from day one? Because the thing that most people don't realize is there is a vast amount of money out there for doing these specific things. And there's monies out there that you can get 25-year term, fixed rate, non-recourse funding to do it. So when you're looking at roofs and windows and insulation and HVAC systems, which are capital intensive, don't have a big return, you have to use these types of funding mechanisms along with what we call kind of the cherry picking, where you have a high return like lighting and controls, mix them together. Now you can do a whole building rather than just individual pieces of it to improve its efficiency, make it a better building, make sure that it's financially healthy for the owner, but then provide a much better place for the tenants. And that's really important also.
Okay. So you talked about there's the larger projects you can do and then these smaller high return solutions. Could you just maybe list off some of those high return solutions?
Yeah. So certainly controls and lighting are the first things that people should be looking at. And you can't do one without the other. Old lighting technology and putting them on controls just doesn't work. You can't dim a lot of the old technology out there. So you got to do both at the same time. But then you're managing when it's on, how long it's on. And then also you're installing a lighting system that's going to operate 50 to 70% less. Then from there, you're going to get into your HVAC, hot water generation. Those are more capital intensive, but you're also going to see a better return on investment. The more capital intensive are when you're getting into roof replacements, window replacements, insulation, doors, stuff like that. Typically, you're not going to get very good terms from a financial standpoint, and you're just not going to see these big, huge reductions in your utility cost. They have to be matched together with something that's going to bring a pretty big return with something that really doesn't get a good return, but they go hand in hand. Why would you replace an HVAC system on a commercial building if you have windows that are either single pane or maybe they're dual pane, but they're leaking? That's just not a really good investment, because any of the efficiencies and reduction in utilities you're going to get, it's still going basically out the window.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. I'll make a statement first. So I know on Joe's Deals, they do green energy programs. And so they'll get a consultant come in who will look at every single opportunity that there is for conserving energy. And some of them have ROIs of like 30 days. Other ones have ROIs of 100 years.
Right.
So this sounds familiar. So let's talk about how to get the money. So yep. I'm assuming for things like controls and lighting, those are things that a multifamily investor can budget for and pay for by out of pocket or raising money. But you did mention that people will get financing for the more capital intensive projects like roof replacement, insulation, doors. So are there specific companies that provide financing for these types of programs?
Yeah.
And if so, how do I find these people?
Probably the biggest program that's going on right now across the U.S. is the PACE program. And that's an acronym for Property Assessed Clean Energy. It started in California back in 2009. It's now in about, I don't know, probably 35 to 40 states. And basically, it's no different than the property tax assessment structure that's used for improving roads or building libraries or sidewalks. Whoever benefits from it is the one that takes on the assessment. So in the case of a building, you own it, you raise your hand and you say, hey, I want to use this program and take on a property tax assessment that's going to improve my building in these three categories: efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy measures. The amount you can get is based on the value of the property, and then do you have any debt against it? So there's restrictions on loan to value and stuff like that. But typically, you can get 20 to 30% of the value of the building to do these improvements. Because it's a property tax assessment, one, on your balance sheet, it's an expense, it's not a debt. And two, because it's property tax assessment, it's secured by the property itself, not the owner. So it's non-recourse. And say you're going to sell that assessment, you can get up to a 25, some places 30-year period. It transfers with the property. So I'll give you an example. You go in, you buy a commercial building that's tenant-based, and it needs a lot of stuff. So you're buying it cheaper because it needs a lot of improvements. You can use the PACE program to make the improvements without any out-of-pocket cash. It's paid through the property tax system. It's set up so that the reduction in maintenance and utilities, that savings is going to be greater than the cost over the assessment period. It's not secured by the owner, so it's not going to show up as a debt or affect their credit rating. And then if you sell it in 5 years, it just transfers with the property along with the improvements. So in that case, your investment is the building. You're using other people's money to improve it. Now you can get better tenants. You can draw higher lease rates. And you're not bogged down by, if you sell, geez, I have to come up with this money to pay off this assessment. It just transfers with the property. So the only thing you're focused is on your initial investment. So right now, that's one of our go-to programs that we're utilizing for a lot of the projects that we do. It can be used for new construction in some states. You can use it for multifamily. You can use it for nonprofits. Every state's going to be different, but certainly it's something that everyone should be looking at. And then for the listeners, you asked, okay, where do I find out about this? So there's a nonprofit based in DC, and it's called PACE Nation. And if you go to pacenation.org, it's all one word, you can click on your state and you can find out whether or not the state has it, because it's a state law, first of all, but then it has to be approved by the tax collector because property taxes are collected locally. So they have to create these PACE districts. All that information is out there. Lots of resources out there about how it works, the benefits of it, lots of white papers. And then for the non-believers, lots of case studies of projects that are being done or have been done. And then you can talk to people like ourselves that can at least guide you through this process to kind of get you started. We work anywhere in the U.S., but we want to hook you up with somebody that's going to be local, and they're really going to know the ins and outs of the program in whatever location there are. And this is a program that's not only being used by the U.S., it's now in Canada, it's in Europe, and other countries that are looking at it to improve buildings, which are finally being considered infrastructure like roads are.
Okay, thank you for sharing all that. So your company would be someone that would be a consultant of sorts that would work with PACE on my behalf as a owner of a commercial building, correct?
Yeah, we would come in and basically we're going to come in, we're going to work on the financials first. You need a budget, need to understand how much is available. Then we do the assessment of the building and identify, as you mentioned before with Joe, we're going to identify everything that qualifies under the program. Then we're going to take that and narrow it down to what do you need versus what you want. Everybody wants all the fancy stuff, but there's certain things that you need. Get that down to that. Now we have a scope of work. We would manage everything after that, identifying the technology, bringing in the companies to get it done, handle any of the incentives that you would qualify for, whether they're local utilities or maybe state or federal tax credits, and do the entire thing for the client.
And then when I'm working with a program like PACE, for example, I'm assuming that once I close, there's a money access through a draw program. Yep. Okay, so for that draw program, they want to make sure that the dollars are being used specifically for the energy conservation solutions and
that's
not
correct.
Anything else.
Yeah. So there's a checks and a balance that's in there. Also some state, we're based in Michigan, any project greater than $250,000. There's also an annual audit and verification to make sure that, hey, the program's working, you're following the maintenance requirements and stuff like that. So it's a pretty well thought out program. And again, it's giving access to funding that typically you just can't get, especially the terms that you're able to get through the program. And every program has its nuances, but for the most part, at a high level, that's really what it is. You're able to use your property value and the property tax assessment system that's literally been around since the 1700s to actually improve your building.
Perfect. All right. So I want to get your best ever advice, but I want you to gear it towards someone who is wanting to get started in this. So what's your best ever advice for the first thing someone should do that wants to get started with taking advantage of these cost savings that come with these types of programs?
Get educated. Get educated. Go out, listen to these shows, go out to places like Pace Nation, learn about it, and then don't be afraid to call others for help. That's what we do for a living. You do what you do for a living. Don't try and do something that you don't have a lot of experience in, because what we see is that they try, they fail, and then they just go back to what they were doing, which is really costing them money. And something I want to point out, this is the best advice ever, honestly, Theo. The monies that you're going to spend, you're already spending it. Today, you're spending it, though, on utilities and maintenance. All we're doing is say, if you're spending $100 a month on utilities and maintenance, we're going to take 90 cents of that, improve your building, and then we're going to put 10 cents of it into your pocket every month. That's how it works. So you're already spending the money.
Perfect. All right, Scott, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
You bet. Bring it on.
All right, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
All right, Scott, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Credit Secrets.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Go find a job.
Can you tell us about one of the projects you've worked on that resulted in the greatest cost savings?
Actually, it's the one we're working on right now. It's a 1,000,000-square-foot facility. We are replacing 3,600 light fixtures, exterior, interior, installing controls. Their return on investment in year one is nearly 70%.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Through charity. I'm a big fan of doing good and doing well. And then a couple of years ago, I actually got a trademark for a charity program called Kilowatts for a Cause, where through a solar installation, the profits of the operation of it actually go to a charity that's selected over a 20 to 25 year period.
And then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you?
The Energy Alliance Group, that's our company name, and the website is www.energyalliancegroup.org.
All right, Scott, well, thank you for joining us today. I know a lot of the best ever listeners are going to benefit from learning about these programs, and I'm sure they're going to enjoy the cost savings as well. Just to quickly summarize what we talked about, you talked about the energy conservation programs that relate to real estate and that you want to focus on what you can do on the transactional side, what you can do right away so that you can start generating cash or cost savings from day one, which involves understanding how you're going to fund these projects. And then the fact that what most people don't realize that there's actually a lot of money out there that you can get so that you don't have to get it through your traditional lender or going out of pocket. There's 20-year fixed rate non-recourse loans. We talked about the PACE program that's available in most of the states, and that it works like a property tax assessment. And we talked about the amount of money you can get up to 20 to 30% of the property value. It's considered an expense and not debt, and it's secured by the property and not the owner. And that also transfers with the property. So the benefits and why it differs from a traditional loan. You kind of walked us through an example of how it would actually work. And if people want to learn more about this PACE program, there's a website called pacenation.org. You walked us through some of the solutions. So you said controls and lighting. You talk about HVAC and hot water, roof replacement, insulation and doors, and how a lot of these things are tied together. You know, you don't want to replace your HVAC if you've got really bad windows. You don't want to replace your controls if you've got really old lights. We talked about your company and how you essentially go in there, determine everything that can be done, and then based off of that, what you need to do, create a scope of work, and then you manage the process from there, finding contractors, things like that. And then lastly, we went over your best ever advice for people who are interested in reducing their energy costs, and it was to get educated. So go to a place like PACE Nation to learn about the program. Don't be afraid to call others like you for help. It's probably not the best to do this on your own because it's a pretty unique and specialized type of solution. And then you mentioned that I really liked, which is you're already spending the money on your utilities and maintenance. So why not spend less money on a loan of sorts that will make improvements to the property that reduces your utilities and maintenance costs? So Scott, thanks again for joining us today. Best of listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Theo. I surely appreciate it.